Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hi, welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you again for another week. Hopefully you guys have all had a dirty week out there wherever you are listening to us. As always, Noel and I are always lots to talk about tonight. We'll try to get through as much as we can. Highs, lows, tight divisions, disappointing teams, same as always in that. Thank you for the curtain call questions. Appreciate it. And keep sending them in to us. You know where you can reach us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram and Facebook. And or you can email me directly at Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com and discuss anything from MLB, but also training questions, any information like that that you need help with, we're here for you. That's what it's all about, being a dirtbag, getting up, getting after, getting dirty all the time. And on that note, again, hopefully as a player, a coach, a parent out there, you've been able to get had a good week, a dirty week, on the field, off the field, wherever you are around the world listening to us. That's what every day should be about. That's the focus of every day. Probably tonight, Nolan, I want to even talk about a little bit, compete. I see that through a lot of the major leagues, but also in the amateur over here in Europe, even stuff with that. But even when we're back home in Canada, we're always talking about that. Really, that word compete and when you have to compete, and it should be all the time. But we'll talk a little bit about more of that. And again, we'll cover up the other areas as well. And hopefully it'll make sense to you by the time I'm done as a player, a parent, a coach, as I say. And Nolan as well with his feedback, but I know you got a lot to talk about, Nolan. So you know what, we're going to get, we're going to be excited about it and we're going to get going with it. And, in the meantime, hey, you know what, sit down, find that favorite chair, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because that's what it's all about. We do it for you. We cannot do it without you, dirtbags. So keep sharing the message, tell people to follow us, on Instagram, like I said, be sure to check us out on our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation for past videos. We'll have some coming up and things like that. We're working on a few. And again, we don't do a lot because we're back into the season right now, so it's not always updated. But we try to stay on top of it with important stories that we care about and we actually gravitate to. So if you want to be on there, reach out to us for that as well. We'd love to have you on as a guest and talk with you. So. Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second. We're going to get after it.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
PSA for anyone who's not the best at remembering dates. Mother's Day is May 12th. Luckily, finding something she'll love is easy. Just go to Kohl's. I got a Sephora fragrance set for $35. Then with the extra 20% off, I scored cute PJs for just $19.99 and jewelry for under $30. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash and found even more great prices across the store. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end May 12th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, like we said at the top of the show, lots to talk about. Variety. Some teams are still hanging on as they were. Some teams have certainly come back down to earth a little bit or whatever in that. Some teams are still flying high in that American League Central, that's for sure. That's an interesting division. But what do you think? Where do you want to kick things off?
Yeah, I mean, obviously last week I kind of said about managers that could possibly be fired and mentioned Kevin Cash's name. Just the way the team had kind of been struggling and not looking like themselves over the past, well, basically since his tenure started there. But anyways, just sticking with Kevin Cash. He ends up passing Joe Maddon for the most managerial wins in Tampa Bay Rays history with the 755th there just on over the weekend. So, I mean, big shout out to Kevin Cash. Obviously, anytime you're passing legendary managers, and especially since this is the first team that he's done it with, like, and he really has done a fantastic job with the Tampa Bay Rays. I'm not trying to sugarcoat it or anything like that, but yeah, I mean, 755 wins passing Joe Maddon, that's an incredible accomplishment.
Yeah, I think you nailed the head or hit the nail on the head in that. The job he's done in the first managerial, the only managerial, he just seems to be a good fit with that management group down there. I don't know, it's good for them. At the end of the day, usually we see it in their players, not so much in a manager and stuff like that. And I'm not talking about the Rays, I'm just talking about across the board, but definitely with the Rays, we know what their player development is, but they seem to have got the right guy with it. And I know we beat them up a little bit last week in that. We're not used to seeing the Rays in that position they were in. Not that it's a disastrous position by any means or whatever, and that it's just a different team for sure, different look. But you know what? 755, hey, hats off, brother. Good for you, man. And you still got a long career ahead of you, too, so that's pretty exciting. There's a guy that can get up around probably double that or maybe triple that by the time he's all done if he decides to stay with it as a manager. So good job, man. Good job.
Then obviously just sticking with the interstate teams, you get the Florida Marlins, Miami Marlins now obviously trading Luis Arraez over to the San Diego Padres in a 5-player deal. So it's Luis Arraez and cash considerations to the Padres. For outfielders, Dylan Head and Jacob Marcy, reliever Woo Suk Gu, or go and first baseman Nathan Mortarella. Obviously, basically, Miami is kind of eating up majority of the contract. They are paying Arraez's contracts down to the league minimum in this trade just to kind of keep San Diego under the tax threshold and everything like that. They felt like it was a good deal. Obviously, after the trade was made, Peter Bendix kind of came out like he's the new GM there for the or president of baseball ops, sorry, for the Miami Marlins. And he basically just said, hey, listen, like right now, the current trajectory of the team, we're not making the playoffs. This is Arias' last year as a free agent. Why wait around? We can get a good deal for him right now. Let's go and take full advantage of it. So, I mean, shout out to him for just basically throwing in the towel already this season. That's honestly what a lot of the teams out there should probably be looking at doing, especially some of those basement dwellers. It's a good move by San Diego, though, man. That makes that lineup extra deep, obviously. You slot him in at the leadoff spot. Obviously, his first game, he makes San Diego history going 4-for-4 in his debut. First player ever to do that with the San Diego Padres. And, I mean, he really is the modern-day Tony Gwynn, so it's perfectly fitting for him to be a San Diego Padre.
Yeah, I was caught off guard when I saw that move, and I did read afterwards that Kansas City, I guess, it kind of kicked the tires a little bit earlier on that as well. But San Diego doing what they do, that's a good move. That's a good move, especially when you're bringing it down. The money, like you said, adds depth to that lineup. And we're talking not just depth, but good depth at the end of the day. Good depth. I've been watching him the last 3 weeks. Arias, and again, it's always early or whatever and that, but now he's back over that 300. He's climbing again, just inching up and doing what he does, right? Put Tatis in the number two hole. Cronenworth keeps doing what he does. That's all of a sudden a really quiet but real good move for San Diego. Obviously, the Dodgers are doing what the Dodgers are doing, but between San Diego, Arizona, and San Francisco, San Diego's rating about the best place right now, the way they're kind of moving. Pitchers are settling down. Yu Darvish had a good start again the other night. You know, they're up 3-0 in the top of the eighth as we're doing this show right now against the Cubbies. That's a good Cubbies team that they're playing too or whatever, and a good chance to take, what, 2 out of 3 out of that series if they hold on. Good move. I like it. And you know what? I don't know if any other moves are going to come from it, Nolan or whatever, and that, or if it's too early or whatever it is. Probably too early for the majority of the league, but good move. Good move. Tough for Miami. One less hitter in that lineup, but yeah. Like you said, I mean, we all know where they're going, unfortunately. They're just tough right now.
Well, they're already, Miami. I mean, they're already 20 games back. Not really, but it seems like 20 games back of the Phillies and the Braves. So, I mean, to them, it's like, well, we can't catch one or the other. So at best, we're competing for the wild card too in that division. Like it's like you said, I mean, they're throwing in the towel, but they're addressing it real early. They know what they got to do. They went out and got some good young players. I mean, I got no problem with it. And then obviously you had another smaller deal. Robbie Grossman goes back to the Texas Rangers. So Texas Rangers fans out there, they'll be happy to hear that. Obviously a part of the World Series team there last year and just kind of been with the organization a couple different times. Good switch hitting outfielder. Adds veteran versatility to that lineup. Obviously, he's going to pencil in the outfield. And especially with the way that Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford have both kind of, I mean, obviously Langford's on the IL right now. But especially with the way that those two guys have been performing to start out the year, obviously no one kind of expected what they were going to do. So, I mean, you pick up a veteran like a Robbie Grossman, that's a good move. And especially, like I said, he already knows what the clubhouse is like.
Well, good for them to jump on it. Like you said, I mean, you lose Langford, unfortunately, over the weekend. And that's a devastating loss to them for sure. I mean, obviously, he's a rookie and stuff like that. But I think everybody now realizes how good that kid's going to be and stuff like that. So good for Texas not to sit on their thumbs. Chris Young getting out there, making the organization move with it. And a guy, like you said, with familiarity. And not only familiarity, but World Series ring with the guys. So he's going to fit in that clubhouse just fine, stabilize it. I mean, and they need it. They got to stay there as well because, as we talked about, that's a bit of a surprise division right now when you look at Oakland doing what they've been doing over the first month and a half and looking legit doing it. I mean, in all fairness, probably one of the, what would you say, on the back end of that with what is it, Miller or whatever in the
Mason
back end
Miller,
with the relief. Yeah, doing what he's doing. I mean, he's got to be one of the best in the whole league right now. So, you know, you got to find the pieces in front. I mean, obviously, Ross Stripling had a bit of a tough go against Texas last night, whatever, and that got shell-shocked. But, I mean, overall, they're sitting 2-2 against the Rangers right now on the top of the fourth as we're doing the show. And you know what? They're playing good ball. So Texas has got to do something. They got to keep moving. I mean, Seattle's right there. I mean, that whole division's tight. Not that it should be. And, of course, then you got what the Astros doing, continuing to surprise on the other end of the spectrum of surprise.
Yeah. I wanted to get talking about that, too, because Dana Brown said, obviously, the opposite of Peter Bendix there this week. And he just kind of came forward and said, hey, listen, like, I can't see a scenario where we're sellers. It's like, dude, you guys are watching the same baseball that the rest of us are watching. Your bullpen can't lock down a game. Your starting staff is injured and can't really do too much. Your offense is abysmal outside of really Altuve. Like, I get that Alvarez is having another good year. Tucker, obviously, he went on a stretch there of his nice little hitting streak. But overall, like, I'm looking at it, and it's like, you got to entertain the idea. If someone's going to be willing to make a trade for an Alex Bregman, who's having a down year, absolutely. But still, if someone's willing to make a trade for an Alex Bregman, you got to entertain that. Because, yeah, right now, Houston, man, that's an aging team, and they are not seeming to right the ship. So I was surprised to see Dana Brown comment on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of faith in the players he's got, right? And rightfully so. I mean, you got to take into consideration the whole, what, last 8 years and stuff like that. They've been rolling or whatever, but you're right. I mean, a few of those players, they got to make some tough decisions on. I mean, Pena's hitting back well again, over 300, doing things like he did as a rookie and stuff, but he's not got that power there. So there's some surprises, but Dirtbags, we'll be right back here in a second. We'll just keep getting after it for you.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Dr. Beggs, talking about the Astros before the break. And, you know, again, like we said, it's just a shock. I'm shocked at this point of the season and stuff like that with how they're doing. And but that whole division in general just really hasn't caught hold other than the Oakland and Athletics. I mean, Seattle's doing a nice job or whatever, and Tech's doing a nice job, but obviously the surprise team out there is Oakland for sure. But yeah, carry on, Nolan.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, like Oakland realistically has been the biggest surprise at every team in baseball this year. Like, let's be honest. I mean, they're 17-20 as of the recording right now. Like you said, they're in the fourth inning of game one of the doubleheader, tied 2-2. And like, you're looking at it, right? Nobody expected Oakland to be, what was their season projection? I think like 58 wins or something like that this year. Like, and that might even have been higher than what it was actually projected. I'm just drawing a blank off the top of my head. But no one was expecting them to be hovering around 500 after about 40 games. And realistically, like, they've been playing excellent baseball, obviously. Just put up a 20 spot there the other day. I think that was against the Marlins, if I'm not mistaken. And like you said, like, that Mason Miller kid, their new closer, I mean, obviously last year they had kind of thrown him into a couple different roles, had him as a starter, used him out of the pen, didn't really have too much success there. This year it was just, hey, throw him in and lights out stuff, man. Guy's averaging 100.8 miles per hour on his fastball, hardest in all baseball. What is it? His K per nine is 18.12, so he's averaging over two strikeouts per inning, only eight saves on the year, but either way, no, you're looking at it like, man, this kid is a legitimate closer if they can keep him in that role. And yeah, if the A's can build a couple of pieces around him, then obviously they're in a good position. Like I said, obviously Shea Langeliers, they have some years with him where they don't have to worry about. They got a few good young kids down there. But yeah, Seattle, Texas really haven't gotten rolling. Angels are kind of exactly where you'd expect them to be, and especially after the Mike Trout news. No one's really expecting them to be all that competitive. And obviously Anthony Rendon, if you want to say that that's news at this point in time as well, obviously with his injury, but let's be honest, that was just an albatross of a contract since day one. And then, yeah, like you said, I mean, the Astros, they haven't done diddly to start out the year. So at some point they got to assume that they're going to get it right. But like I said, if I'm Dana Brown, I'm not emphatically saying, no, I can't see myself as a seller.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I will jump on your, you're pretty close, I think, in my opinion or whatever, and now with Oakland being one of those biggest surprise teams, but I got to go across the board at Kansas City. Man, they just, I was excited to see what they were capable of. They had quiet little moves in the offseason or whatever and that, but I mean, they just went up 6-2 on Milwaukee in the bottom of the eighth. They got bases loaded, one out at the time of the recording, and I mean, that team, damn, that whole division. I mean, the Tigers, but Kansas City for me, I think, is my biggest surprise.
Shameful. I told you at the start of the year that team's winning the division. So
I know
I'm sticking by those guns. But I mean, heck, even the way Cleveland's been playing this year. Cleveland obviously won again today against the Tigers. So they're up to 24-13. Like, they're having a fantastic year. But yeah, you're looking at it, right? And the Blue Jays got a big win earlier today. They win 5-3 against the Phillies. That's one that they needed. That's one that Schneider needed, obviously. Chris Bassett especially, he needed with the way that he's been pitching this year. A quality start for him, and it was a quality start. But yeah, no, like, you're looking at it across the board, and there's just a lot of teams out there that are just scuffling, and I don't even know what to say, but I think tonight's game is going to be a good one. Obviously, you get the Mariners and Twins. You're just talking about two teams that are very much like in, obviously, they're the number twos in their respective divisions. But you're looking at those two, and that's big implications right now for how early in the season this is. That's a good matchup. And then, yeah, obviously, I kind of want to get talking about the Yankees, because the Yankees, I don't think, realistically, to me, it's a big surprise. And not in the fact that their record is 24-13. That to me doesn't necessarily surprise me. It's the fact that their guys have stayed healthy. That's been the biggest thing to me that's been a surpriser through the first month and a half now, almost, of the season. And like, you're looking at it, right? Obviously, Stanton stayed healthy. Rizzo stayed healthy. Judge has stayed healthy. Soto's doing incredible things hitting in the middle of all those guys. or I guess just in front of most of those guys. But, like, I'm looking at that lineup, man, and right now, like, and this is even without Gerrit Cole. And Gerrit Cole, of course, he's on the mend right now. He just had another bullpen session there yesterday. Apparently, everything went well. He's supposed to throw off the mound on the weekend and see how that goes. And if everything goes well there, it sounds like he's going to start his rehab program coming up. And then, obviously, get him down into the minor leagues, have him pitch a couple of games just to get him caught back up to speed. And then, yeah, they bring him back up to the major leagues, and they're hoping by early June, middle of June, he'll be able to make his MLB or his 2024 debut.
Well, yeah, get on the bump. I mean, yeah, good job, Aaron Boone. Good job, Yankees. I think that was the biggest concern when Cole went down, right? It was like, okay, if they can kind of stay in the hunt, stay with the Orioles or whatever, and not be a few games behind, whatever it is, That's a good job. But I mean, they've done a phenomenal job. Another guy coming back on and getting closer to started doing some throwing, started doing some swinging or whatever, and that is Jason Dominguez as well. So they're looking at him maybe hopefully around the All-Star break as well. So, you know, they bring in some other youth probably at a time that you're going to need it too. Guys will start having a little wear and tear by the end of July, that first part of August or whatever, and that. So I mean, yeah, the Yankees, fantastic job. But I think exactly you hit the nail on the head. Those guys are on the field. And so when they're on the field, everybody knows that they can produce, right? They're not producing huge numbers or whatever, and that Soto is, obviously. But when you get that depth of a lineup, like you said, you get that balance. The one guy's maybe having an off night or whatever, but that other guy steps up and takes care of business. Even Alex Verdugo has been a pretty darn good trade or whatever, and that or workout with the Yankees as well. You know, what do you have? I think a big 3-run bomb there the other night, and to help them win a game again. So I mean, they're right there. And again, I'm like you. I don't even know what to say really, because I'd be curious to hear from you, Yankee fans. If you're a Yankee fan out there listening to the show, please send us your thoughts on what you're seeing with your Yankees. And maybe there's stuff that you're just seeing that we're not even touching on even or whatever, because they're doing a fantastic job. Boone, what he's got kicked out, I think two or three times this year already or whatever. We spoke about the one 2 weeks ago that was really just a terrible, terrible,
catastrophe
toss-up by Chuck Merriweather. But, you know, we talked about it, and it was like Milwaukee having a couple of scuff-ups or whatever early in the season, got them rolling. I don't know, man. Like, and what are you thinking of Boone right now? Because you got pretty strong opinions about Boone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what Aaron Boone's done. Well, heck, he's done the same thing as John Schneider and Ollie Marmol, except a hell of a lot longer than those guys, obviously. And, like, the fact that he can stay on with the Yankees, to me, all this time has blown my mind. It really has. Like, I get that he's a family legacy player, and obviously he has the home run off of Tim Wakefield to send him to the World Series. What was that, back in 2001 or 2003? Yeah. Can't remember. One of those years, anyways. Early 2000s, anyways, when he hits the home run off of Tim Wakefield in the ALCS to send him to the World Series. And you're like, all right, whatever you have done to somehow continue to be the manager of the Yankees has absolutely blown my mind. Because I think he should have been fired a long time ago, because obviously the guy hasn't had any sort of success in the playoffs. Right? Regular season, good enough manager. I think he's fine for basically the situation that he's got put in. Sure, do I think that they could replace him? Absolutely. Don't really know who's out there that would want to come to New York, though. That's kind of the biggest issue. Like, the Yankees just had that New York mob mentality, right? The mystique. Yeah, exactly. So you're like, I don't really know who goes in there and replaces him that would be comfortable enough to go into New York and be the manager there. Like, you got to have thick, thick skin. Obviously, he has thick, thick skin because the media realistically has not been nice to Boone throughout his entire tenure as the Yankees manager. But, I mean, yeah, the job that he's doing this year, obviously, whatever he did for training staff-wise and making sure that all of his players are getting the proper days off and proper rest and everything like that has worked out immensely. Because like I said, the fact that through 37 games for the Yankees, majority of their players have stayed healthy this year, to me, absolutely blows my mind. And that's the reason why they're having as much success as they are.
Well, absolutely. I mean, Rodon's been back pretty good, looking decent again, stuff like that. Obviously, Nestor Cortez really stepped up and got it going and stuff like that. Clark Schmidt doing a nice job with him as well. You hit the nail on the head. I mean, and let's be honest, I think Boone knew going into this season there was a lot of that talk that this really was the do-or-die season for him and stuff like that. So, I mean, at the end of the day, Yankees are all about championships, right? And it's been forever since they've been to the dance.
Well,
forever, yeah. It seems like.
Yeah. So They didn't win one the last decade, and they haven't won one yet this decade. So that's the longest stretch that they've ever gone without one.
And that's right. And it's great that he's off to a good start. But yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, he's got to stay there all summer, all fall, and then well into the last night of October, the first of November, whatever it is, because he's got to get to that World Series for sure. Now, that's obviously going to be, I would assume, as of right now, the way the Dodgers are looking or whatever, and that's who the American League team will be facing, unless something really happens wrong there. But, I mean, and they even got Buehler back the other night, finally. We can talk about that more after the break or whatever, but, good for the Yankees. And like you said, I mean, getting Gerrit Cole back, that would be like a free agent, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's your midseason trade acquisition piece right there. But Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break for the curtain call questions.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risen Kizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to... Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Important news. Mother's Day is only 2 weeks away, but don't panic. Go to Kohl's. I was just there, and they have great prices on gifts for all of the moms in your life. You can pamper her with self-care favorites. Treat her to Glam Sephora finds. Get top picks for her coffee fix, and more. Plus, if you shop now, you'll save 20% on some of your gifts. Yep, it doesn't get much better or easier than Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer ends April 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call question. So, Nolan, we're talking managers a lot tonight and stuff like that. So, the first question, we're going to stay right on the managers and stuff like that. Thoughts on what you kind of say tongue-in-cheek with your Philadelphia Phillies and Robbie Thompson?
My Phillies, yeah, baby. Love them. Love them this year. All seriousness, I'm still a Cardinals fan, but I haven't watched a Cardinals game in 2 weeks. Can't stand them. I'm hoping I'll start watching once they fire Ollie and the rest of the blank. When the blank staff gets, kicked out of there finally once someone wakes up in St. Louis, because my goodness. But no, in all seriousness, Rob Thompson, right? Oh my goodness, man. The job that guy did comes in after Girardi, and obviously Girardi's been a tenured manager, right? He had long career with the Yankees, long career with the Phillies. Nothing ever worked out, though, for him, right? Obviously, Rob Thompson, kind of his assistant in New York, and then his assistant with the Phillies, and then comes in as the manager, and now he's obviously in the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame. But yeah, no, like the job that guy's done, and obviously, I mean, that's a supremely talented team. I'm not going to sit here and beat around the bush. Dave Dombrowski came in, and Dave Dombrowski does what Dave Dombrowski does, right? Let's be perfectly honest. Everybody knew going in, hey, listen, Dombrowski's opening up the blank checkbook. He's going to spend money. He's going to clean your farm system out completely. But by God, is he going to build an MLB team that is capable of winning a World Series? Right now, I mean, I said it at the start of the year that I had the Phillies winning it all. I'm not wavering on that. Not at all. Like, to me, it's hands down the best team in baseball. I'm looking at that starting staff. That starting staff is disgusting. 1 through 5, every single one of their guys has been fantastic. Spencer Turnbull, I don't even know where Spencer Turnbull came from. Like, I mean, I do actually, but I'm just saying, like, the year that he's put together this year, he's quietly been arguably a top 5 free agent pickup. I'm just looking at that. You got Aaron Nola as your worst starting pitcher, and Aaron Nola's ERA is what, 3? Like, it's a joke. Like, Zach Wheeler right now is your probable NL Cy Young. Ranger Suarez is probably your number 2 or number 3 NL Cy Young, depending on how you kind of have Shota Imanaga, I mean, it's just an absolutely fantastic team. Now, unfortunately, Trey Turner's out for 6 weeks, obviously. But even that, though, like the past couple of games, I couldn't tell you that Trey Turner's been out with the way that the team's been producing. Obviously, today they lose 5-3 to the Jays, but they had a chance to win it in the ninth inning. They had, 3rd and 2nd with 1 out against Jordan Romano, down by 2 runs at that point. They came into the inning down 3, put the pressure on Romano, and all of a sudden, yeah, they end up losing 5-3. But still, I'm like, man, this is a team that realistically you need to watch until the final out. Because, by gosh, man, that team can do a lot of damage. Like, you're looking at that lineup. Obviously, you get Kyle Schwarber leading it off. JT slid up to the 2 spot now with Trey Turner out. And he's having, both of those guys are having their typical years. Obviously, Bryce Harper's kind of been, I don't know necessarily up and down this year, but up and down would probably be the best way to describe him. Like, it's just a deep lineup. It's a good team. Robbie Thompson's got to love going to the ballpark day in, day out. Because it's like, man, I get to watch some of the best players at their respective positions, and especially the job that Alec Boehm's done this year. Like, Alec Boehm has been absolutely fantastic. Like, it looks like this is finally his year where he's breaking out offensively. Now, I get last year he had a fantastic year offensively in terms of RBIs and everything like that, but the extra base hits, to me, were a little bit down for kind of like a player of his profile. You're looking at him 6'3", 6'4". 220, big, long kid, like long arms and everything like that. Good extension on his swing. And I mean, like everything that team's doing right now, there's a reason why they're the best team in the National League.
No question. I mean, Stott slides over to shortstop for Turner or whatever, and that he's having a great offensive year. Clemens even mixing in some key home runs the last week or whatever and stuff like that. Right. And I think, we've talked about it before, Nolan, and stuff like that. Like, you know, Dombrowski has brought in Philadelphia type players. Tough, grind it out, no BS, no excuses. Let's get the job done and go out there and do it. And when we don't, we're going to get out and forget about it. We're going to come right back at you again tomorrow. We're going to smash it down your throat. So, yes, there's a lot of Bryce Harper in that team as well or whatever and stuff like that. And that's why you give them the, what, 13-year contract and stuff like that back in the day. And because he did his research. That's what you got. But you're right. I mean, what was probably 25 or 25-plus years, Robbie Thompson sits on the bench being a lifer of a baseball guy. And boy, I'll tell you what, it's a great 3 years of manager for that year. Like you're talking about your Kevin Cash as being a fit in Tampa. There's a guy that, I mean, right now looks like a complete fit in Philadelphia. Just a quiet guy, doesn't want the attention. Just go out there. You guys go do what you need to do. I believe in you. My coaching staff believes in you. The fans believe in you. Let's get her done. Let's get her done and carry on. But that's a great team. And it's keeping it exciting with Atlanta Braves, obviously, the way they are. So I love it. I love the fact that they're doing it. It's phenomenal. So Washington Nationals, 18-17. Before the show, Noah. 18-17. Had a great series against Baltimore. Kicked the crap out of the Toronto Blue Jays on the weekend. 18-17. I've got to be honest. I'm not sitting there going, they're like the Oakland A's to me. I'm not expecting them 500 or over. I'm not expecting them as the Miami Marlins or, unfortunately, the Chicago White Sox. But 18-17, hey, hats off, boys. Hats off. You got my respect.
Oh, they're on they're performing. That's for sure. No, exactly. Like, and it's a team that realistically nobody expected to be around 500. Same thing as the A's, right? No one expects them to be 500 or above 35 games into the season. But and a lot of the guys they picked up too, don't get me wrong, like veteran MLB guys, but none of them have really had sustained success over long periods of time and just quietly going about their business. And they got good kids coming up through the system. But yeah, Christ, I got to ask you a question, Kirk, because I just read this. This just got announced right now. May the 11th, the number one pitching prospect in baseball is coming up. Paul Skeens, just announced, man, fresh off the papers. I'm pumped up. Pirates fans out there got to be pumped up because this kid has been lights out through the minors. How do you expect him to do early on in his major league career? Because obviously I'm just looking at it, right? You get some other, like, of these top end pitching prospects, highly touted pitching prospects that have come up and so far have not really had too much success this year. Like, I'm looking at a guy like a Jack Leiter, right? Jack Leiter is ERA's 17 and change or something like that. There's a few other guys out there that just really haven't had the success, but obviously on the other end of it, you get Jared Jones, same Pirates organization, same development and everything like that. And he's been lights out for the Pirates. Do you see Paul Skeens coming in there and having Jared Jones like success, or do you see him coming in there and having a Jack Leiter type success?
I don't necessarily see him having Jones success. I see it only in a smaller dose because I see them controlling it. It's almost like a high-powered bullpen day at first with him, right? You're obviously kind of probably protecting him. I'm looking at probably four innings maybe. If everything goes really, really well, he'll get the fifth inning or whatever in that. I can't see them blasting him out there in five and six and seven innings all the time right out of the gate. Maybe later in the summer, the weather gets a lot warmer, a lot more conducive, and he's proven that he's capable of it for sure. No question. The stuff he has, Wes Johnson being his pitching coach down in LSU was a long-time Minnesota Twins pitching coach, a phenomenal pitching coach. So this kid has the mindset. He's got the knowledge. He's obviously got the horsepower, not only for 1 to 50 of those pitches, he can take it up to probably 100 pitches of that 98, 99, 100 miles an hour and stuff like that. So I think all the pieces are there. It's just, can he navigate a major league opponent? Because as we know, I mean, it's in and a minuscule between AAA and the major leagues, but yet it's 100 miles difference between AAA and the major leagues. You look at some of those lineups that he's going to have to face as well, right? So I'm excited about it. I'm sure Pittsburgh fans, I hope baseball fans are excited about it, because you saw the New York Mets bring up their top prospect there last week or whatever. He had a really good first outing and stuff like that. We'll see how he makes out the next few. But yeah, that's good for baseball. And let's be honest, Pittsburgh did exactly what they did last year. Got off to a flying start, and by May, they just, everything was gone. Everything was gone. They need him.
Yeah, I mean, so basically kind of what I'm getting from you is kind of don't be a Hunter Green situation, but it sounds like it might be a Hunter Green type of situation. So like what I mean by that is Hunter Green, all the talent in the world, throws 100 miles an hour to start out his MLB career, right? Consistently touching upper 90s, low hundreds, but he's only going six innings, I'm saying. So, like, I'm hoping Paul Skenes can take a page. Now, this is going to be a throwback, obviously, but take a page out of Justin Verlander early in Verlander's career. Same as Max Scherzer early in Max Scherzer's career when he got over to Detroit. When those guys came in there, and innings 1 through 3, they're sitting 90 to 93. And then all of a sudden, come innings 6, 7, 8, they're pumping 99, 100 miles an hour, right? Like, I'm hoping a Paul Skenes can take a page out of their books, because I realistically think that is still arguably one of the best ways to go about pitching, is because he can be his own bullpen guy. And especially if he's trying to lengthen himself out, like, that's got to be the way to do it. Because, yeah, I can't see a guy throwing 99 to 102 consistently for 8 innings, right? Your arm's just going to blow up eventually.
No, that's a great call, actually. That's a really, really good call. I really respect that call, too. And hopefully the Pittsburgh Pirates organization has talked to him about that. You know where you can sit comfortably and keep that in the wheelhouse when you need that strikeout. Go ahead and hammer it. So, no, I'm excited about it for sure. There's no question about it. So we talked about it at the top of the show about competing and stuff like that. I'm going to spin off of what I want to talk about, because we just don't have enough time, unfortunately, Dirtbags. But we never get talking about them. We shouldn't be talking about them, but we have to at some point. Chicago White Sox, 8-28 at the time of the show. I guess they could potentially be another Miami Marlins, but I don't know.
Yeah, they should say.
Or is there just anything even there? I mean, obviously they're not getting rid of Jimenez and Luis Robert or whatever and stuff like that, but they almost got to consider it.
They should.
Boy, that team.
They should.
Oh, my goodness.
No, that team's a dumpster fire. Like, if you already sold Cease at the start of the year for what we both think was pennies on the dollar, realistically, like, everything's got to be on the table. Every single player across the board has to be on the table. Garrett Crochet, even. Like, I get that he's had a fantastic, well, I shouldn't say fantastic, but a good year for Chicago, especially considering it's his first year of starting. I'd say, really, it has been above advertised for what kind of people thought for him. So, I mean, everything has to be on the table for the White Sox at this point in time.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, if you're a White Sox fan out there listening to us, I mean, we feel your pain, man. That's awful. That's unbelievable when you talk about a year ago, Nolan, everybody had that projected to win in that division even. And they're not even on the radar of anything. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for your curtain call questions. Appreciate it. We're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back here, Biggs. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought for today is, what the hell are catchers doing? Wilson Contreras yesterday obviously breaks his left arm, extending for a pitch that, and I don't know, man. Here's the thing that absolutely pisses me off. What are coaches trying to teach these guys now? Because, like, they showed the stats yesterday, and this is just in the Cardinals game, right? I just saw this just because Wilson Contreras got hit, and, of course, his left arm breaks. Like, back came right down on top of the left forearm. Not the glove, on top of the left forearm. So that goes to show you how far out he's actually reaching his mitt. But what the hell are coaches doing to these minor league catchers and even the major league catchers, telling them to get extended that much? They're already at 33 catcher interferences this year. League-wide, 33. That's absolutely insane, considering, what was it, 7 years ago, there was 40, what they showed on the graphic yesterday. Now, last year, I think it was up to 96. This year, they're already on pace for basically, if you want to kind of do it this way, about 150. There's been about 35 games, let's just say, for every team across the board, right? 35 to 40, somewhere in that range. And they're already at 33. So you're basically averaging one a day. Like, that is insane to me, at the fact that there's that many catcher's interference called. Like, I think when I was a catcher back in my day, I think I might have had one or two catcher interferences my entire time as a catcher. Because it's like, okay, I can still catch the ball deep enough. Like, I don't need to be reaching out over top of the plate to be catching every single one of these pitches. And especially with how hard guys are throwing nowadays, like, the ball is not breaking off an extra 3 feet in a matter of a foot, right, between the plate to where the catcher actually should be catching the ball. So to me, man, catchers, keep yourselves protected. Keep your arms tucked in. Do not get extending like these guys are. Because case in point, what happened to Wilson Contreras is absolutely horrible and shouldn't happen. But prayers up for Wilson Contreras, and hopefully it's a good recovery for him, man.
Yeah, no question. It's crazy that we're talking about this. Crazy that it happened, because I honestly just spoke with my 14U catcher that I'm working with last week in the game. And I said, dude, you're right there. You got to back up a little bit or whatever and stop that reaching out for the balls. Don't assume that hitter's not going to swing. You just don't know, man. Put yourself in a safe zone, because when you get it broken, you're done. So, Dirtbags, I apologize, but that's all we have for tonight's show. So, Nolan, it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.